Blog Talk Radio.
Daily, we need to find ourselves in His Word
and meditate upon it, for the Word of God tells us. In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise God, there's power in the Word. I love to get into the Word because it gives us hope. It teaches us. It instructs us. It guides us. It is our connection between us and the Father. It testifies to His greatness and the power thereof within Him. It gives us the hope in the Savior that came and died upon the cross on Calvary. For the Word tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He came and was born in a lowly manger. He died, but death could not hold Him. On the third day He arose, and now He sits at His Father's right hand side and intercedes for us. And one day the trump will sound, and Jesus will step out on the cloud, and He will take His children home. My hope is you'll be found ready. Daily, get in His Word and grow. Praise Him, honor Him. God will show up and meet you in ways you never imagined. Just shut yourself in silence and pray. And let us go into some of His words and exalt Him through Scripture. Psalm 100, a song of praise and joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Let us sing praise to a holy God. Psalm 99, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is above all the people. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name. They called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies in the ordinance that He gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God, Thou wast a God that forgiveth them. Thou, though, tookest vengeance on their invention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Yes, hallelujah, get into His Word. Exalt Him and worship Him. Oh, praise be to God, a call to worship the Lord. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. O worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The word also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heathens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. When they shall, all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagle's wings. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God bless you all. Be encouraged and stay in his word daily, for the word is living water that will spring forth life within you. Father, thank you so much for life of another day, for each is a gift from you, Father God. May we never take one day for granted. And as we get ready to start a journey on a new week, Father, we ask, Father, that you guide our steps, for your word teaches that you guide the steps of the righteous. You've already walked before us, Father, and you know what lies ahead. Father, we ask that you guard our hearts and our minds, dear God. May the words that we speak this week be words that bring life and that are lifting, dear God. May we be an example of Christ to everyone we meet. May we share the gift of the cross, dear God, for so many are lost in the darkness and need to be brought into the light that they can receive salvation, Father. Father God, empty us out of things that are not pleasing unto you, Father. Mold us daily into what you'd have us to be. Help us to let go of self, dear God, and to focus on you, Father, for it's all about your glory, not ours, Father. Help us, dear God, to be perfect examples of what you'd have us to be, Father. Use us in a mighty way, dear God. Let there be a revival spirit that's brought forth from every corner of every nation, Father. May we look past, dear God, the color of skin, dear God. May we love people with Christ-like love, looking upon their heart like you do, Father. Father God, fill our heart with love and compassion for our fellow man. If we see one in need, dear God, may we be cheerful givers, dear God. May we just walk daily in your perfect way and your will. May our life testify to you, dear God, for we were created in your image, and when people look upon us, they should see you, Father. Father God, we pray, dear God, for addictions, dear God, that people be set free, dear God, for you're the power and the source for this, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, for broken homes, dear God, for you are the restorer, dear God. Father God, we pray for healing, for we know that you're the great physician, dear God, and there's none greater than you, and that nothing is impossible with you. Your word tells us with just the faith of a mustard seed, dear God, you can move mountains. We look around, dear God, at your creation, and it testifies to your greatness and your power. Help us to learn to tap into that power, Father God, for we have a Father that is a king, a ruler. We are, oh, Father, we are just so blessed to have you as our Father. May we never cease to exalt you. May we never cease to honor you daily. May there be a song of praise upon our lips, Father. Just use us, dear God. We surrender our lives unto you, dear God. We want you to take us forth that we can share the gospel. We know you equip us with all that we need, Father. We just give our lives unto you, dear God, and ask, dear God, that you protect us in this week, dear God, and that you just be with us and encourage us. And we know in our weakness, your strength will make us perfect, God. We exalt you, we honor you, and we ask these things in your Son's name and in your perfect will. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We exalt you. You are so worthy of praise. We thank you for every blessing in our life, for all you've done, you're doing, and you will do. Hallelujah.
You have poured out your favor. You have poured out your grace. You've changed me by your unrelenting, passionate gaze. You have called me beloved. You have called me your bride. And you've shown me I have absolutely nothing to hide from you. You have drawn me into
He's fairer than lilies
all that my hungry spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let Him lead than to be the King of a vast domain and be held.
In the strength of the is to know you, our hearts undone, renew our hunger again. You're reaching past our agendas, you're piercing through the familiar, you bring us back into wonder. My soul will worship you. to my first love, take me back. To my first love, take me back. To my first love. Take me back. To my first love, take me back. To my first love, take me back. To my first love.
The Lord was just reminding me tonight of when I was 15 years old in youth group. And I knew three chords. But man, I would worship my guts out to those three chords. I would break guitar strings. I would just lose my mind. And I just feel like tonight He's stirring up first love. He's stirring up passion again. He's stirring up hunger again tonight. So come on, just sing that with me. Take me back.
To my first love.
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
That concludes our worship broadcast. Thank you for joining us here on Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus, sharing the gospel into the world. May God continue to bless you and carry you through the rest of the week.
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what